Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I want my number ones back, all of them.
That's crazy. Why would I give them back?
Because at the end of the day, no one's the wiser. Tom, you haven't lost anything, and you get the quarterback Messiah you've always wanted for $7 million less.
Nah, I can't do it. I look like an idiot, like I panicked.
You take them. You obviously don't want to. I'll stick with my draft picks.
Yeah, but you want them, Tom, don't you?
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Kevin Costner, Draft Day.
It's like not even in the top 10 Kevin Costner movies.
No, but I do like it. I do like Draft Day.
What is your favorite Kevin Costner movie? Can you name a Kevin Costner movie,
I guess? The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston. I mean, that's okay.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. I didn't think he had it in his arsenal.
No, I'm trying to think. Like,
and
Was he the Natural or the Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. He was cool.
Yeah, it was Robert Redford was the
Natural.
Are
you kidding me?
Field of Dreams is cool.
Dances with Wolves hasn't aged the best.
Yeah, that
Dances with Wolves was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I remember Dances with Wolves.
Waterworld, I'll fight people to the death.
Hey, the attraction at Universal Studios.
Kick out of Waterworld.
Yeah, the movie, there's a lot going on. It's so bad, it's good.
I like Robin Hood with them too. Robin Hood was the worst English accent ever.
He licks the arrow and then just shoots the kid down. Robin of Locksley.
Dude, Chadwick Boseman in Draft Day. It's like, watch Bo. What was the quarterback? Bo Callahan from Wisconsin. Watch Bo Callahan after I hit him.
Such a quarterback name.
All right. Not going to lie. Field of Dreams, the part where he meets his dad, Ghost Dad, or whatever it is. Field of Dreams, Heaven Dad. And they play catch. And it gets me every single time.
Yeah.
Oh, very teared. I get so teared up.
Is Kevin Costner underrated?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Properly rated.
I think he's got a lot more shine too because of Yellowstone. I don't know if you guys have seen that show. It's really good.
It's fantastic. The opening scene where I'm not going to give it away. But anyway, I also think one of his more underrated roles is in Man of Steel. I love the Superman remakes. He's the father. He's Jack Kent, and he's excellent in that.
I like Costner. Costner's a good dude. A lot of people used to get him mixed up with Bruce Willis. I don't know why.
Who?
I don't
know.
Is bald. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, you know.
Hold on.
Bruce used to have hair.
Yeah, yes. I know. For like 5 seconds.
No, he had hair.
It's been about 30 years.
He had hair. He had a lot of hair.
Yeah, in Die Hard, he had hair.
Yeah, in 1986.
Yeah, there.
When did Die Hard come out?
Oscar and Bruce were both like active at the same time.
Yeah, they were super active. They were like the two top white guys. Yeah. Yeah, Stallone. Yeah, Costner. Yeah, my boy Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Arnold.
Steven Stallone. Oh, no, Steven Seagal. Excuse me. Steven Seagal. That boy, Steven Seagal, had a run. Dude, he had the movies Hard to Kill when he was going at it with the Jamaicans. Oh my God. It's like Steven Seagal could do no wrong.
Of all
he could do no wrong. He could do no wrong.
And all time bloated face, and trust me, I know because I have one, is Val Kilmer and my guy Steven Seagal. Oh my
God. Steven Seagal was great, man.
I feel like a beached whale.
Oh man. All right.
Open Range, as someone's was a classic movie. Untouchables, classic, Tin Cup. I mean, so
Mark
many
for
good
Death.
Ones.
Mark for Death, is that what it was? I thought it was Hard to Kill. Anyway, the Boss Man just came in here during the break.
Uh-oh.
We're talking NFL draft. 888-957-9570.
Look.
How are Niners fans? Are Niners fans willing to accept the fact that if IU gets traded, do you trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right decision? That's a conversation we're having. Also, the Boss Man came in. He goes, hypothetically, say if the Niners had the number one pick. What would you want? Would you want Caleb Williams? Or would you want to trade down and get multiple picks?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, damn. It'd be kind of hard to pass up Caleb Williams. He goes, see? You're not sold on Brock Purdy. It's not that.
So, let me ask you.
It's just Caleb. It's just Caleb might be that dude.
Might be
that dude. He may have next.
Do you think Cincinnati answers that question differently with Joe Burrow?
Yes, I do.
What about Buffalo?
I think they answer it differently, too.
Okay, well, clearly Kansas City's not doing that.
Yeah.
Who else?
Chargers.
Oof.
That's an interesting one.
That's a very Herbert. Interesting one.
I think Herbert's going to have a great year with
Philadelphia.
Him.
What about Philadelphia? What would they do with Jalen Hurts?
I think Jalen fits that team in that city really well. Huh. I honestly can't speak for Philly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I would stay with Jalen.
Would Green Bay stay with Jordan Love?
Because I'm betting on the person. What?
Would Green Bay stick with Jordan Love?
Jordan's making like $5 million this year.
Yeah, but take out the finances. Just move it forward.
I was listening to two scouts talk on a podcast. I don't know if it was Lombardi or somebody. And basically they were saying that if you just looked at his five best games, Jordan Love, he was a top three quarterback.
Yes.
His five best games.
But I mean, just look at the second half of the season. Coming into Levi Stadium, he was as hot of a quarterback as we had in the league.
But we want to see it throughout a year.
No
and
doubt.
Then another year.
But,
it
was his first year playing.
No doubt.
And he got better and better as he got playing time.
I probably would trade down. I would probably stay with Brock Purdy.
You would?
Yeah.
Why
I probably
is that?
Would. Because
you would, because you're like the biggest Caleb Williams fan.
I love Caleb Williams.
I love Caleb, I don't know if I love him as much as you.
He holds the ball a lot. Like in NCAA, he held the ball for 3.5 seconds, yep. Which is longer than anyone in the game. He likes to allow people to get really far down the field. I don't think he'd be the greatest mesh with the timing passing game of Kyle Shanahan. I think he would frustrate Shanahan at times. He runs around. I mean, look, in a vacuum, I like Caleb as a prospect. You're talking about with this Niner team and everything. I would probably trade down and get picks. I probably would, yeah. Even though I know that you have a suppressed contract for Caleb Williams for X amount of years.
I wonder how many people would do that.
And you have to pay
Purdy
next
year. How many people would do that? If you had the number one pick and you're the San Francisco 49ers, it's a wild hypothetical, but the Boss Man came in with it and I think it's deeper than that. It's more so, do we believe in Brock Purdy to be the franchise quarterback? There's people who have doubts about it. I do want to see it with Brock another year. I'm not going to lie to you.
I do too.
When I hear the owner say, in Jed York, he has a right to say whatever the hell he wants to say. But when he says Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market, and I remember walking out of Allegiant Stadium with you thinking, boy, are we sure we have the franchise quarterback? Now, Brock Purdy was really, really good last year. He had a great season. I'm down for whatever. Again, I've been on record for the last 3 years saying I don't give a damn who plays quarterback for the Niners. I just want to win. But if in this wild hypothetical,
yeah.
If Caleb is on the board at number one overall,
yeah.
And I got to pay Ayuk, and I think we can all agree the more naturally gifted quarterback is Caleb Williams as opposed to Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Physicals,
yeah.
Arm, everything about it.
I love Caleb.
I would probably take Caleb and move off and see and engage how much value Brock. Like, what would Brock if the Niners went out there and they won't do this? This is even crazy talk. I don't even know why we're doing it, but we're gonna do it anyway. Brock Purdy, Sports Talk Radio.
Well,
we're gonna have
fun
like
fantasy
this.
Land,
in a world of fantasy
Kevin
land,
Costner, and this is draft day.
Right, Brock Purdy. What would his value be on the open market? If John Lynch opened up the lines and said,
but you also had to pay him, called, and you knew you had to pay him.
And you knew you had to pay him. What if John Lynch called Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco and the Las Vegas Raiders?
That's a great question.
And said, you can have Brock Purdy.
I don't know what his value would be. I don't know. When was the last time a good quarterback got traded?
Aaron Rodgers, right? Did he get traded? Brett Favre?
Well, at the Brett time, Favre? We still viewed Russell Wilson as a
yes,
good quarterback.
Yes, but what was it? Okay, so then what was it?
What
two
do you mean?
Firsts?
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot. Two first-round picks. And then
and they gave him an extra deal.
There was also Noah Fant was in that. There was a couple other players. Yeah,
Drew Locke. I think he's fetching you at least a first, if not multiple firsts. You don't think so?
No, first-round picks?
I mean, think about this. Sam Darnold, just a couple years ago, I believe was traded for a second and a third to Carolina. He hadn't even accomplished a portion of what Brock's done in one game.
So the Broncos received Russell Wilson and
Noah Fant?
No, the Broncos.
Broncos.
Russell Wilson is some defensive line. I'm not even going to enter myself into the Doobie Awards here.
Give him that last 2 months. Last year, Audie Ruchman, who we're going to see in the home run dirt.
Listen, his defensive line is currently suspended, so he doesn't deserve a mention anyway.
I love you so much.
But the Seahawks received
Noah Fant,
Drew Locke, Shelby Harris, defensive lineman, and then first round pick in 2022, second round pick in 2022, fifth round pick in 2022, first round pick in 2023, and a second round pick in 2023.
Wow. Yeah,
could
they wouldn't get that
for Brock Purdy.
That to me, that deal signifies like buyer beware from here on out on quarterback deals. I think you'd get multiple firsts. It might be staggered. It might be like, you know, this year and 2 years from now or whatever. And the team receiving them is thinking, hey, these are going to be picks. Like the Niners thought about it when they did the Trey Lance deal. These are going to be picks in the 20s, late 20s.
Yeah, I wonder what in that wild hypothetical as we play the movie Drive Day, so what would Brock Purdy's value be around the league? And I'm not trying to trade Brock Purdy.
No.
Don't send a tweet out saying we're trying to we're not trying to do that.
I want to answer your other question about Caleb because I was thinking about this, and now that I've had some time, because you caught me off guard with let's talk about the inside.
You don't miss that break, bro.
All right. It'll be coming up to you. That little wild hypothetical will be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. By the way, it is draft day. That's right. Draft day. And don't forget, we have you covered here. Tune in to draft night on the game with my main man, the Grandy man, Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, Sterling Bennett, starting at 6 p.m. The guys will take you up to the Niners pick and react right after it. Draft night tonight at 6 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Going to be a lot of fun, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.